In chapter 9, we are going to talk about handling objections and negotiations. Let us review the learning objectives of this chapter. We aim to understand the concept of sales objections. Know why encouraging sales objections is an important part of the selling function. Discover how to anticipate and handle objections correctly. Understand the principles of negotiation. Learn the various strategies used for negotiating with your prospects. We will be talking about the following topics. Firstly, stages of handling objections. What are the common objections raised by customers? Principles of negotiations. And lastly, negotiation strategies. What is an objection? As customers, we raise objections every day. So how do we define one? Objections are statements or questions that indicate the concerns of the buyer or prospect about that product or service. Objections are usually requests for more information. An objection is raised when the customer is not convinced, is uncertain, or needs more information to get convinced. So an objection is a very positive thing. Objections are either practical, they are real, logical reasons why the product might not work, or the objections could be only psychological. So objections could be just in the mind of the customer, or they could be real, practical, rational issues being raised by the customer. Anything that seems ambiguous or unclear or double meaning to the customer may lead him to play safe and say no, which means they are saying we do not want to proceed with the selling presentation. An experienced salesperson will prevent the objections arising rather than to address them and to solve them. So a smart salesperson knows that these are the kinds of objections that a prospect may arise. A smart salesperson knows that these are the various probable objections that could be raised by a customer, and he is already having the answers to those objections. A sensible salesperson should accept objections as a challenge and strive to turn even the most difficult no into a yes. When is an objection raised? When does a customer object? An objection is raised when the presentation or the demonstration made by the salesperson has not satisfied the prospect and did not sell the product as it should have done. Customer is undecided. He is apprehensive about making the buying decision. Or when the information being given to the customer is ambiguous, it is not clear, it lacks clarity, or there are gray areas in the information, then the customer is going to raise objections. What is the significance of these objections being raised by the customer? An objection is the stepping stone towards closure of a sale. So it is extremely important, and the salesperson has to tackle objections in the right spirit. It is an opportunity for the salesperson to better understand and address the issues that are preventing the customer from making a purchase decision. Objections are issues that are stopping the customer from saying yes to buying your product or service. By raising an objection, the customer is giving the retailer or his salesperson a chance to convince him about the product, a chance to convince the customer of the value of the product. Let us understand the stages of handling objections. The first stage is to listen to the objection. In the next step, the salesperson has to say it back to the prospect to reconfirm the objection. The third stage consists of exploring the reasons behind the objection. The next stage is answering the objection in the best possible manner. The next stage is check back with the prospect if he is satisfied with the way the objection was handled. And in the end, the salesperson has to redirect the conversation back to the selling effort. Listening to the objection can help pick up some really valuable clues from the way a prospect phrases his opinion or objection. The salesperson should say it back to the prospect. Repeat back a gist of what the prospect has just said. For example, you could say, "I see, you're concerned about the maintenance costs." So this statement not only reconfirms the fact that you were listening to the prospect, and it also reconfirms that your understanding is correct, that you have understood the concern or objection raised by the prospect properly. It gives the prospect a chance to clarify and to divulge further details. So he could go to the next step and give you more details, which will help you frame the answer. The next step for the salesperson while handling objections is to explore the reasons behind these objections. Sometimes the first objections being raised are actually not the real concern. It is critical that you are absolutely clear about what is the main concern of the customer so that you can address it accurately. Very often, the customer himself may not be aware of the real pain point. He may not be aware of what is the underlying thought behind that objection. So the salesperson has to dig deeper, he has to probe a little to find out what is it that is the actual objection, what is the main problem or concern that the prospect has. After exploring the reasons, the salesperson has to answer the objection. Just agree with the customer's thought process or reasoning that led him towards this objection. If you don't agree with him, well, you do not really stand a chance of closing a sale. We have to outweigh the objection with results, experiences of other customers, performances, success, and value. One of the best ways to respond to objections is to show evidence. So what is the salesperson going to do? Firstly, he has to agree with the objection. He has to show respect towards the prospect by agreeing with him. After that, he has to think of what are various proofs or evidences he can show to the customer to substantiate the objection is not correct. So you have to essentially tell the customer, "See, this is the proof, or this is the mail I got from another customer praising my product. These were results of some other customer achieved. These are performances. This is the success." You have to show evidence of past success to convince the prospect. After this, you're going to check back with the prospect. Before you proceed to the next stage, confirm with the prospect that you've answered their objections fully and they are satisfied with the answers. Now, redirect the conversation. This means bringing the prospect back into the flow of the presentation or conversation that you were having before the prospect raised an objection. If you are in the middle of your presentation when the prospect raises his objection, then once you've answered it, quickly summarize what you've been talking about before you move on. So summarize before you go on to the next step after completing the handling of the objection. Let us now look at some guidelines for handling objections. Do not take objections personally or in a defensive manner. This is something that comes naturally to a customer. A customer has a right to raise objections, to gather more information, to ask for clarity. Therefore, a salesperson has to be patient. He should not take objections personally. It is not about the individual. It is about the product and the selling. Never interrupt the customer when he is presenting the objection. Be patient. Hear him out. Remember, listening is one of the skills of an efficient salesperson. Restate the objection phrased as a question. So, you repeat the objection back to the prospect in the form of a question so that when the prospect answers it, you have some more information about what he is thinking. Seek the customer's agreement from your response. And agree with the customer, empathize with the customer. Tell them, I understand what you're saying. Try and put yourself in the shoes of the customer so that you're able to handle the objection in a much better manner and you're in control of the situation. Handle objections as they arise. As and when they are raised, handle them, reply to them. Postponing may give a negative image to the customer. If you postpone your handling of an objection or responding to an objection, the prospect may think that you do not have an answer or you're buying time to think of an appropriate answer. Do not fight the customer's objection, since that will only increase the intensity of their objection. Instead, agree with the customer, align yourself with the customer, and reinforce that you are on their side. If you empathize with the customer at this stage, they will believe that you are supporting them, that you are understanding their perspective. Do not oversell, do not be pushy. This might irritate the customer and sour the buyer and seller relationship. Leave the door open for the customer to return to your store. Make sure that the conversation ends in a positive manner, in a warm and cordial way, so that even if the customer does not make a purchase at this stage, he does come back at a later date to buy something from you. Do not burn bridges. A skilled salesperson should anticipate the objections in advance and should keep answers ready to address these objections. Now, let us understand the different types of objections that can be raised by a customer. We can divide them into a few categories. The first one are factual objections. As the name suggests, they are objections based on certain data, facts, or numbers. Factual objections must be addressed since they point where your product or service is missing the mark in a certain area. For example, your price is over our budget. So here, the fact is the price, which is not within the budget of the prospect. Another example could be, the return on investment is short of our expectations. Again, the return on investment or the ROI is a data, it is a number. The terms and conditions need to include a 3-year warranty. So here, a 3-year warranty is data. So all these objections that relate to a number or to some data or facts about the product, the core or augmented product, will be referred to as factual objections. What are emotional objections? These are windows into the buyer's doubts about a product or a service. They are windows into the mind of the buyer. They could also be questioning the company or the retailer's ability to perform or deliver a good product. These objections require the salesperson to reassure the customer about their objection. Price objections consist of objections where the customer thinks the product price is either too high or too low. Usually, it will be too high in the mind of the customer, but in some cases, it could be too low. And when that happens, the customer could actually be questioning the quality of the product whose price is too low. We know that most customers assume price and quality to have a linear relationship. So if they think the price is too low, they assume the quality of that product or its performance is also going to be low. Your competitors sell a better product for less money. That is an example of price objection. I could get it cheaper on the web. Another great example. One that is very common in today's market scenario. I have already spent my budget for the month. So the customer is saying no to a purchase decision because he's already spent more than his budget for the month. I didn't realize that service was not included in this price. Another price objection. What could a price objection mean? It could mean the prospect places insufficient value on your product, so he thinks your product or service is not of a good enough value. A competitive product may be a better deal. The prospect just wants to bargain. Sometimes a prospect will simply raise price objections because he is trying to negotiate a better price from the salesperson. How do you tackle price objections? Let us look at some ideas. Show how your product adds more value. Highlight the features of your product, highlight its benefits. Paint a visual picture where the customer is visualizing himself as having bought the product and using the product and benefiting from it. Point out the linear relationship between price and quality. That is a great way to tackle price objections. Stress the exclusive features, unique features, or USP of your product. Sell quality. Exclusivity and differentiation. What are the features that are unique to your product? What is difference? How can you show to the prospect that your product is better than that of the competitor? That is the role of the salesperson when tackling price objections. Sell down. We have discussed that each retailer will have a different range. One could be a medium price range, one could be a premium range, which is more expensive and has more variety. One could be a basic or a lower price range. So, if your prospect is raising price objections, then the salesperson should sell down. He should discard the range that he is showing to the prospect and instead take out the cheaper or the lower value range and show that to the prospect. Show the best range first and then let the prospect reduce price by removing features or lowering the product quality. What are product objections? They do not need your product or service for some reason. That is a product objection. They have a need that you cannot satisfy, or the customer objects to some element or features of your product. So a product objection is one that is related to the product, its features or its value. Let us look at some examples of a product objection. I have one of those already, so I don't have the need for another one. I don't need any more. I have no space for anymore. Product objections could also be that the customer objects to some feature or element of your product. For example, it does not have the latest gadgets. Or, I don't like that style. It looks rather modern for me. it is far too big, or it may not suit the interiors of my room, the size is too big. The guarantee is only 6 months. I would have thought the guarantee is for 2 years. How does a sensible and smart salesperson handle product objections? Compare advantages and disadvantages of your product so that you are highlighting the advantages and downplaying the disadvantages. When the prospect is comparing the present product or a competing product with your product, you may make a complete comparison of the two. And when you're making this comparison, again, highlight your USP, highlight your advantages. Make sure that the disadvantages of your product are only one or two. Let us look at some examples. The salesperson could say something like, in today's competitive world, we find that consumers prefer products that offer value. So, even if the price of my product is more, it offers more value. Or, it's a lovely color. It matches your complexion or it matches your hair. We offer delivery on time, great quality, and customer service. What the salesperson is doing over here is he is highlighting all advantages of your product or your retail store by saying that we give on-time delivery, we offer great quality of product, and very good customer service. So you have to highlight what is a non-price element. If you need, you really need this product. So if you need convenience in operation of a product, this is the product you should be buying. You could have some company related objections, which means objections related to the retail owner, retail store, or that brand. The buyer is not comfortable buying products from your company. That is the reason for raising company objections. It may be that they are used to buying from another retailer and do not want to change the source because they are very satisfied with the product and service of that retailer. Comfort level, comfort zone is important for all of us. So a customer may not want to change his source until unless they are really unhappy with that retailer. They may need more information about this retail store. Maybe it's a new store, maybe it's a new organization or a new brand, and therefore they are hesitant to buy from this retailer or brand and need more information before they can commit to buying their product. The prospect over here is essentially questioning the source of the product and its credibility. They could say something like, I saw a report about how badly your company treated its workers. Or, I saw a documentary on TV which said that your brand uses child labor to manufacture the product. How will I know if you're around to service this product in the next 5 years? So a product which has a long shelf life, a product which will need to be around, which will be used for a few years and may need servicing, spare parts, changes, will need a lot of forethought before the customer commits to a brand or a retailer. A sensible customer will obviously want to know if this brand or retailer is going to be around for the next 5 or 10 years, for as long as I'm going to use this brand of AC. Will they have spare parts? Will that be easily available? Will I be able to get my product serviced easily? All these are very important aspects of the augmented product, and the customer is going to think of company objections before buying from such an organization. How can a smart salesperson tackle company objections? Highlight the good aspects of your company. Needless to say, you highlight the good aspects of your company, you highlight their achievements, their quality level, their service. At this stage, it is time to use evidence to show testimonials, recommendations, results, and successful or pleasant experiences of your previous customers. So you need to be able to substantiate your claim that your company is worth it, that your company is doing a good job and it is going to be around for the next many years to come. Show the prospect the sales statistics to strengthen your case. Show them success stories. Show them feedback of other customers. I can assure you that. So you have to basically give the customer assurance. Assurance of good quality, of good service, of on-time delivery, installation, and after-sales service. These are the referral emails received from some of our loyal customers. And then you can show those printouts or those emails to your customer, or you can show them some social media or online feedback that the customers have posted about you and your product. Now let us talk about personal objections. These are objections that are raised by the customer and are about a personal aspect, something which is not allowing the customer to make a final buying decision. Here, the buyer objects to making a decision. It could be that he is not the final decision maker. Maybe he is buying for an organization and he needs to go through an entire process of making quotations, getting quotations from a number of suppliers, getting approval from his managers, getting the money sanctioned, and only then he can commit to buying. Or in case of an individual, it could be that he needs to consult a friend or a family member before he can make the final buying decision. A personal objection could also mean that he needs time to think about it. It could be, I don't know, I need to think about it. Or, I won't have the money until next month. I am moving next year, so maybe then I will consider buying your product. And it could be something where he is not the sole decision maker and he needs to take approval from his manager. So these would be certain personal objections. How can we tackle them? A salesperson has to be able to judge if the prospect is the sole decision maker or he needs to consult another person before he can commit. This is something that the salesperson has to be able to do during the sales presentation itself. At the same time, the salesperson should try to check with the prospect at various stages as to the fact that whether they are on the same platform, their understanding is correct, and the salesperson has to keep getting reconfirmation from the customer so that you do not reach a stage where objections of a personal nature are arising. Is there anything that we have missed? So when you are exploring the requirements or preferences of the customer, keep asking, is there anything we have missed? Is there something that we have not thought about? Just supposing they like it. They, over here being the manager or that family member who needs to be part of the decision making, just supposing they like it, will you go ahead with purchasing my product? So this is actually a trial close where the salesperson is trying to pre-close the buying decision. If I answer all those questions, can we go ahead? So these are various questions or statements that a salesperson can make in order to tackle personal objections. When the customer says, "I need to think about it," this is one of the most common objections heard by most salespeople. It is actually difficult to tackle, but a smart salesperson will try and use it to his advantage. What could he say? "Sure, I understand." So you have to first begin by agreeing with your customer. Otherwise, you will not be able to proceed to the next step. So the salesperson starts off by saying, "Sure, I understand. But there must be one or two points that you are uncertain about. Hence, you want to think over. Let's just list those and see how to address them." Very smart. You are trying to find out what are those one or two main concerns or things that are holding the customer back from committing, and you then try and tackle them. You could have deadline objections. Deadline is the timeline. Some products are long lead time, some products are available off the shelf. So depending on the kind of product, there could be a delivery deadline objection. These objections usually relate to the timeline of the product availability or delivery or installation or all of them together. "But I want the product next week. I have relatives coming over. I want the new AC to be fitted in my guest room by next week. When will the car be delivered? Next week is Diwali. I want the car to be delivered to me. It's an auspicious day." These could be deadline related objections. How can you tackle them? It's actually difficult to tackle them, since the salesperson really cannot do much to change the delivery schedule of the product. He cannot do much to alter the timeline. Okay? You can only try to move the focus of the customer from delivery deadline to unique aspects and features of your product. You can only try and build value around your product, emphasize on the non-delivery aspects of your product, and remove the focus of the customer from the delivery date. "Sir, it is obvious you want this product. Doesn't it make good sense to wait another 2 weeks to get what you are really wanting and you value, rather than buy something that will just get you by?" So here the salesperson is trying to motivate the customer to wait for some more time to get the delivery of the product, since the product that he is selling or offering has much more value to offer than that of a competitor.